You mentioned in the dairy that there was a hydrant.
Yeah, they have a hydrant up in one end of this dairy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a concrete floor. And it's green. That is, one end's high, another while the water is green now.
Uh-huh.
And when they get on melting, they'll go up there and turn that hydrant on. They've got a hose there, and they'll just take it and wash that floor all off.
Mm-hmm.
Clean it up. And then they wash their milk vessels, you know. Of course, that, you've got to be sanitary with that.
Uh-huh.
You have to have everything right up to date.
At the kitchen sink, you go and you turn the water on by turning on the...
Up there on the sink?
Uh-huh. What would you call that?
I call that a faucet.
Uh-huh.
Turn the faucet, and then the water come on, and when you get all you want, you turn the faucet back.
Uh-huh.
That sets it off.
What if it's, outside, say, in your yard, something that you can hook your hose up to? Is that what you'd call the...
Yeah, that's what you call a hydrant.
Uh-huh. Okay, what if, on, say, a water container, like a big barrel sort of thing, something that they'd have on that to turn the...
Water, well, that's,
Or, say, for molasses. On a big barrel for molasses.
That'd be what you call a water.
It's a pot.
Yeah, that's a pot.
Yeah, it's called something else on the last barrel, juice barrel. You remember what it was on. Now, what do you call it? I used to know, but I forgot.
Does it sound to, would you say faucet for that, or?
Yeah.
Would that?
Yeah, you take on them would be on the molasses now, that molasses barrel. There was a, what you call, they had a hole up at the end of the barrel, and they had a little thing fixed there, and it had a little trough on it. Hollow trough, and they'd turn that up, that barrel over it, where the molasses would come out. They'd open up that little faucet there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the molasses would come out there and into
it's not all remain in that, though. Mm-hmm. That's not all
Okay, you know, oh, I was going to ask you, the word dairy, does that word mean anything else? Would you use that word for anything besides just this farm?
Well, no, not that I know of. All I've ever heard of is just a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you might have a place around the barn fenced in, you know, where you let the animals walk around.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. It's built, and when they're milking the cows, instead of letting them all run out there together,